I mean, it's pretty cool. I didn't realize I've played that many games already, but I guess time flies when you're having fun. But it's definitely been fun, and I've already created a lot of memories in my first, 100 games, and I'm looking forward to creating more.
Has it changed your life coming here?
I mean, I still play professional basketball. I wouldn't say it's changed it, but I'm definitely in a place that I enjoy being, and it's turned into a home away from home because I've been playing for the same team for, 4 seasons now? And that's my first time ever doing that professionally. But, I mean, I enjoy it, but I wouldn't say it's changed my life drastically, but I do love where I'm at.
So to have a club now, as opposed to a team, where you've had a lot of teams, now you're embedded in this club, is it nice to have a home club sort of environment?
It's kind of what I meant by, playing for the same team every year. It's, you know what you're getting into, I'm familiar with all the faces, and for the majority of the seasons, I've had similar teammates, which is definitely almost make it seem like it's kind of like college versus professional, because a lot of times teammates come and go, but I've been fortunate to have some great teammates, and Damo, Jesse, like some of the guys that have stayed over the years, and Greg as well, even though he retired, and now I'm forming new bonds with the guys that we've had these past two seasons.
So 100 games, ever think about how many more you could be here for?
Nah, I don't think about it. I take it one game at a time, and every time I step out on that floor, I give it all I got.
You mentioned the memories. Have you got one that stands out in particular above the others?
I think I would say probably my first year winning the championship. That probably stands out the most because we really had to do a lot of soul searching, and for us to win that championship that year, I don't think a lot of people expected that. And even though I wasn't there for the whole ride, just seeing kind of some of the things they went through and then to be a part of the second half of the season, it was top of the list.
So that continued last year as part of the year where people sort of said that the Wildcats can win the championship and you go back and win it. The run you've had over the last couple of weeks, is that the sort of setback you need to refocus and set up for, a finals run?
I mean, I don't know if it's what you need, but definitely use it as fuel, and whenever you have setbacks, you got two choices. You can either fold or you can find a way to get through it. And I think just with this club's history of, just being a winning culture, we choose the latter and we fight through adversity. And, that helps us find ways to come out on top no matter what obstacles we face. And hopefully we can continue doing that.
Does that get pushed by that mentality? Is that players bring that or is that the coach or is that just something the club has itself?
I mean, I think it's a mixture of everything. I think... Well, obviously, this club was a winning organization before I even got here, and I'd like to think of myself as having a winning mentality, and I'm sure all my teammates, feel the same about themselves. So I think it's a mixture of everything. The club representing that, and then having individual players that have mindsets that mesh with what this organization stands for.
Have you found the adjustment to playing with Miles Plumlee?
Pretty good. It takes time, obviously. He hasn't been here too long, but he's a great basketball player, and I've been familiar with him for quite some time. So for him to adjust the way he has in a short span, I know we'll be fine. And considering we got 6 more games left before playoffs, I think that's more than enough time to really get him grooving and feeling comfortable.
You spoke about the friendships you've made with Damo and a couple of the other boys. Does it make this club a place where you'll stay for a long time in the future? Like, could you see yourself staying here?
I mean, I haven't thought about it, but, regardless of whether I stay or I don't, these guys are definitely be friends for life. And like I said, just considering all the clubs and teams that I've played for professionally, this is probably the closest I've been overall as a team. I've never seen a team so family-oriented, if that makes sense. But, yeah, no matter where I go, these guys will be my brothers.
Can you elaborate on that, Miles? Do you feel he's the player that could take you all the way this year?
I think he's definitely going to have a big contribution for us, and we're going to need every single one of the players we have, including Miles. But I don't think there's, one particular player that's, going to do that. I think as a team, it's going to be a collective effort.
You lost Jarvis and Brandt before the season. Now that Hunt has left the club, do you the impact that a true center could have on the team heading towards this business, and against the bigger centers like Logan Long?
Yeah, I mean, you see the impact that it can have, but again, just considering the adversity we've faced before with, you know, missing pieces, whatever the position may be, speaking like last year where Mitch went down for quite some time and it was hard to kind of, you know, I guess replace him for the time that he was out. And it's a big blow, you know, obviously with the center position, but I think we have a great player in Miles where he'll be able to make it tough for Bogan and Long, and I'm sure we'll be seeing them in the playoffs. So that's a great matchup for us to have for them.
Plumlee seemed to have a really big presence on the court in your last game. It didn't necessarily show in shot numbers or rebound numbers, but can you talk us through what his presence did for you guys as a team?
I mean, he definitely altered shots in the paint. He blocked some shots as well, but I mean, that's the thing that we focus on as a team. We don't always look at the stat sheet because a lot of times we have guys that pretty much impacted the game or had the biggest influence on us getting a win. But if you look at the stat sheet, it may not show that. But when you watch the game, you see their impact. And even if he's not blocking shots, just the fact that he gets the guards who drives into the paint to just kind of hesitate, you know, fearful of being blocked, that goes a long way with us.
Did you feel that on the court, the whole team sort of, they all, like you all seemed to be on fire. Was it that presence that was sort of lifting you guys?
I think we were just connecting on all cylinders, offensively and defensively. But a lot of times when your defense is going, it leads to great offense. That was just a hell of a night by us, for sure. And hopefully we can continue that, especially as Miles continues to get more comfortable.
Miles answered a very good guard this weekend, John Robinson. You've done quite well against him the last two times. So do you take, the challenge of playing against one of the better guards in the comp as you did against Casper Ware when you go against Southeast Melbourne?
Yeah, I mean, no matter who I play against, I treat everybody the same. There's so many talented players in this league, and you always want to step out there as if you have something to prove. You never want to feel like you've arrived. And, you know, that's embedded in me, and I think that's embedded in this team. No matter the things we've done or accomplished, we don't feel like just because our name's the Perth Wildcats, we're going to step out there and win. We got to go out there and prove it.
So personally, do you feel you've got a lot of improvement still to come in your game? Because you never feel like you've arrived and don't accept your own performances.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm always going to feel that way. There's always going to be room to improve until the ball stops bouncing for me, whenever that is. But, I'm never going to be content.
What's it like going into every game knowing that the opposition are targeting you? Like they want you. Like you're the man in their eyes. What's it like knowing that's going to be the case and having that pressure to perform week in, week out consistently?
I don't look at it as pressure. I just go out there, play my game. I know my role in this team, and my teammates believe in me for, you know, what they expect of me, and I believe in them for what their roles are as well. So it's never about me individually. It's always a team effort. And, you know, when it comes to just wanting to win and not really caring about what you do individually, ironically, it kind of helps you play better because it alleviates that stress.
Milestone gives us the opportunity to reflect and compare. Are you the greatest ever Wildcat?
I have no idea. But just the fact that I've been able to play with such a wonderful legend like Damian Martin, and be mentioned in the same breath as him, that's an honor, as well as all the other greats. But I just want to make sure, I pull my own weight around here because there's so many great players in this club's history.
How do you feel about playing against Devondre Walker on Friday?
That's going to be so exciting. That's my brother, like brother for real. I talked to him last night. So it'll be fun, considering, you know, my 100th game and, you know, he had signed with us before and, you know, got hurt and went through some adversity. And for his first NBL game to be against us, I think it's going to be fun.
What do you expect from him in his debut?
I think he's going to come out, you know, guns blazing. He's a hell of a shooter, very athletic. And I think he's going to catch a lot of teams by surprise with however many games they have left in this season. He's obviously not going to catch me by surprise. I know what he could do, or this club. You know, that's why we initially signed him. So we got our eye out on him, but I think he's going to catch some people by surprise this season.
How far back do you guys go? How long have you known each other for?
I've known him since 2014, so my first year out of school. We played in the D-League together. And that's where we formed a pretty good bond, and we have been in touch ever since then.
Just quickly, on any update on your citizenship?
No, you guys still know just as much as I do.
And as far as the new Burmese coaches, has he reached out to you personally at all, Brett Brown?
No, he hasn't reached out to me.
Do you have a message for him or anything?
No, not at all.
No, that's on a serious note, is Tokyo something that you would like to be a part of if you were selected?
Yeah, I mean, if I was selected, that'd be a huge honor. You know, I've said that before, and, you know, that's something that I never could have planned or expected would happen, but considering that this is a possibility, you know, I don't really dwell on it every day because, you know, we're going through the season, but if something like that were to come my way, that'd be a huge, huge honor that, you know, I'd love to be a part of.
And just quickly as well, do you know any update on how Damo is going? Sort of, we saw him out there training with you guys a little bit on the sideline.
No, I don't know that much, but I know he's in good spirits, so, you know, I tend to judge off of people's personalities and their behaviors, so considering his spirits is pretty high, I'm hoping that means something good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.